Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A 6-inch guard from North Carolina, number 4, Danny.
Throw that baby down!
Up, up, and bang!
Green has become one of the best three-point shooters in the league.
Danny Green from downtown. It's good! Another three!
Oh, bang!
It's good! It's good! Puts it in! Puts it in! Danny Green does it again!
Now has an NBA Finals record for most three-pointers in the history of the Finals.
You know, that's what he does. That's his major skill. And if he's not going to do that, then we might as well play somebody else.
The Spurs are the 2014 NBA champions. Danny Green for three. Bang! Danny Green does it again.
There's a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada. We the North are now we the champions. The Raptors, the 2019 NBA champs.
LeBron the other way, cold in the second half. Gives it off to Green. He'll try to ply for two.
What a game by Danny Green.
Remember, he did play with LeBron James in 2009-2010 in Cleveland and against him in the 2013-14 Finals while he was with the Spurs.
This historic 2020 NBA championship belongs to the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers conquer the bubble. And banner number 17 will soon hang in the rafters.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Green is going to come in. What an ovation he'll get.
Afternoons on the Score.
Welcome back in to the Spiegel and Holmes show. Filling in for the gents today, it is me, Mark Grody, along with Luke Kanellis of Fox 32. Danny Green is one of just four players in the history to have won NBA championships with three different teams, the Spurs in 2014, the Raptors in 2019, the Lakers in the year 2020. And yes, on the line is Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Danny Green. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Danny, what's going on, man? Thanks for joining us on The Score.
Thanks for having me, man. Not much is going on. I appreciate you guys having me. It's always a pleasure to be on.
Yeah, we're going to get to talking about this game one, the Pacers beating Oklahoma City 111 to 110. And I just, what keeps going through my head, Danny, is those sneaky-ass Indiana Pacers. They are just ruining every single storyline and every single motif. It was supposed to be the New York Knicks that came out of there and put New York back on the map and all of that, and they go out there and spoil it. Then for sure, Oklahoma City, the darlings, the young darlings of the NBA, they're going to win game one. And then Tyrese Halliburton, a 21-foot jumper with 0.3 seconds left to spoil it again. What do you make of these Pacers, and what do you make of that win in game one?
Man, they're just an unbelievable fighting team. Like, they just don't know how to give up. They don't know how to quit. That's just something that they don't do. So they just keep fighting. And everybody says it time and time again until the clock hits zero. And I feel like they play better when they're behind. Like, desperation is their biggest motivation, so to speak. So for some reason, they kick it into another gear when, like, that sense of urgency kicks in when it's, like, last 5 minutes of the game. If they're down 10 or 15, they're like, all right. And all it takes is for one person to get the ball rolling. You know, next you know, Obi Toppin's in some threes. Miles Turner hits a couple of threes and a pull-up. And then Nesmith hits one. And now you got guys feeling real comfortable about themselves and confident. Next, you know, Nembhard puts SGA in a mix. It's a step-back three. And now it's trouble. And now Tyrese Haliburton, your closer, is waking up. He gets a basket, getting the layup. And then next, you know, it's at the end of the game, they get a stop that they need. And he has a chance to seal a deal, and he does. So you can't give them any type of light or any type of confidence, especially toward the end of the game, because all it takes is one shot for them to get in a rhythm and feel comfortable, and next you know they're taking over the game.
Danny, do me a favor. You're a guy that played in this league for a number of years. Mark just talked about the three times you won a world championship in the NBA, and you look at Indiana. Heck, they had more turnovers in the first half than they had actual field goals. And then sure enough, as you just touched on, I felt like we had just read this chapter when they came back and they hit game winners against the Bucks, and they did it against the Cavs, and now they did it against the Thunder, and they hit a big shot to force overtime against the Knicks. What is Rick Carlisle, the head coach of the Indiana Pacers, one of the most underrated best head coaches in the NBA, what is he telling his players inside that locker room at halftime that is registering with these guys, that is making them a different team when they come out in the second half?
I just think throughout the whole game, not just halftime, but he's constantly encouraging them. You can even see, like, when they have turnovers, he's constantly keeping them poised and telling them not to worry, just keep battling. And the reason why they were able to win that game and fight back, obviously they shot better than OKC, but they rebounded. You know, they kept giving themselves second opportunities. They rebounded OKC by 17. So just him constantly, you know, pouring into them, giving them encouragement, and allowing them to play freely and play through mistakes, and having ultimate confidence in them is the only thing you could ask for as a player. You got guys like Thomas Bryant coming in ready, locked and ready to knock down a three-pointer. You know, you got Nembhard, regardless if he's shooting well or not, he's ready to make a move and knock down a shot and still play defense. Miles Turner, Tyrese Haliburton was quiet the whole game until the fourth quarter, his last 5 points. He only ended up with 14, but his last 5 points were probably the biggest points of the game. And Obi Toppin, you know, he's a guy that's ready too off the bench. He doesn't play a bunch of minutes every time, but last night he picked up some big minutes, knocked down some shots, and got them back in the game. Nesmith still taking the shots, knocking them down. So it was a group effort. They won a game without anybody scoring over 20. And, you know, nobody expected it. You couldn't have drawn it up any better for them, you know. So they snuck one out. That's all they needed to do to try to gain home court advantage. And they did just that. And they shocked OKC and they shocked the world.
We're talking to Danny Green, Odyssey NBA insider, former world champion Danny Green. And insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else second. Mark Rohde and Luke Kanellis in for Spiegel and Holmes today on The Score. I want to stay on Haliburton. You mentioned, obviously, the huge shot he made and 14 big points where he really didn't go until the end. But that was a quality low-scoring game for Tyrese Haliburton. Where do you put him? Does he need to win a title this year to be considered a superstar in this league by players and fans alike?
With Tyrese Haliburton?
Yeah.
I mean, I think being a superstar comes with more than just that. You know, they could win a championship, and he could possibly very well not be the MVP of the finals. You know, it could be Nembhard, it could be Miles Turner. Like, they have a group that's very similar to my 2013-2014 Spurs team where anybody could have won the finals MVP. And for me, yes, he's a star, but I don't think that team has any superstars because superstardom is a different level to me. And it's not just about image and brand and sales and sneaker sales. It's about consistency. And I think this is where people, you know, voted for him most overrated because
they've
seen these phases of him come and go. Like, they've seen him do this he'll have a 2 month, you know, stretch where he just goes off crazy, or a month and a half. And then he might have a month where it's like he doesn't look like this. So they're like, oh, where did he go? He's not as good as a player as we thought he was. No, he's a very good player, but it's just hard to keep that up. Like, if he's consistently this player his whole career, he'd probably be the best point guard we've ever seen. That's just something that's damn near impossible to upkeep. But, yeah, I think he wants to be a superstar. He definitely has to win one, probably win finals MVP, and probably put up these performances consistently night in, night out. Now, if he's just a consistent closer, he could do that too. If he becomes, as I said, Mariano Rivera, my co-host said this in our podcast earlier today, if he just said didn't average 30, but he was like, you know, averaging 20, 25, and then every time he's the guy that closes the game, closes the series, he'd definitely be a superstar. Oh, but okay. I think it just takes more of like what SGA, what Jokic is doing, yeah. Giannis, night in, night out, they're getting 30-plus. And, you know, 10, 12 rebounds or assists and leading their team. Now, I said, Pacers to me, you don't know. It could be anybody that leads their team to win. Like, sometimes it'll be Nesmith. Sometimes it'll be Nembhard. Sometimes it'll be Miles Turner. But it's obviously him and Pascal, the two stars. But they have a bunch of star players in their role that are great for them, that allow them to not have to be superstars every night.
Yeah, they've got such great depth at Indiana. Thunder came into this series massive favorites to win this series in five or six games, and then we saw what happened last night. And for the betting public that's listening right now, Danny, if I'm a guy that threw a whole bunch of money on the Thunder to win game one at home, start of the NBA Finals, home in Oklahoma City, and I lost, I'm thinking, oh, man, the MVP is coming back in game two. Best defense in the league is going to lock down Indiana and win game two. I'm doubling down. If I'm doubling down on the Thunder after losing in game one, am I spot on with Danny Green or am I crazy?
I mean, no, I don't think you're crazy. I would bet that as well. I just couldn't see Thunder. Obviously, they've shown some signs of immaturity with letting their foot off the gas a little bit, but I think this is the wake-up call they needed. And I'm not saying they're going to win four straight, but I think this is something that's going to, you know, kick them in the gear and say, you know what, we can't at any point give them any type of light. So they have to have that sense of urgency throughout the whole 48 minutes. I think they'll win game two. They'll try to make a statement and they'll win it pretty comfortably, probably by 10 or more. And then I think in Indiana, that's where it gets interesting. I still think OKC wins the series, but I think, you know, Indiana just kind of stretched it just now and made it a good one, what everybody wants to see and watch.
Even though, Danny, and you're saying this, well, this is a fact. I mentioned those three titles that you contributed to winning, Spurs, Raptors, and Lakers. And all three of those titles, your team did win game one of the finals. But you think that Oklahoma City can rebound from that? What is the importance of game one, obviously, because you could talk to that?
It's important, but there's a reason why it's a series. I didn't know that fact. I thought there was definitely some games we might have lost. We definitely lost some games, but maybe not game one.
Right. We're sneaky here, yes. Danny. We're sneaky. We got information. You know what I'm saying?
I see. You guys do your research. But I said, OKC to me, and I think most people in the world would agree that they are the better defensive team. And to me, defense wins championships. And I think they're just a better team. Now, there were some lineup changes that may or may not have been necessary. Either way, they did their job for three and a half quarters. All they had to do was finish the job for the last 6 minutes, and they would have been fine. So, you know, they'll watch film. They'll figure out. Hopefully they'll change the lineup because they went small for too long, and they probably put in some bigs for rebounding in that fourth quarter to hopefully change that. But they're the better team, and if they play like it and show the maturity that they're supposed to have, they should be able to win this series in six or seven games.
Danny, the other big story in the NBA right now is the future of Giannis Antetokounmpo. And this afternoon, stories running wild in the Big Apple that the Knicks are preparing a massive offer that the Bucks just can't turn down to get Giannis, along with Jalen Brunson and Jason Kidd, to New York for the Knicks. What are you hearing?
Of Giannis and Jason Kidd, is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying Knicks fans want a lot, man. They never are satisfied with anything that they get. I thought Tibbs was a bad move. I mean, Jason Kidd is a good pickup. To me, I don't think you should fire your coach unless you have a better one in hand. And to me, I didn't think there was anybody out there that was better. There were some that were just as good. There were some really good coaches or options that are more like a lateral move. But I don't know if all of them would fit for New York. I think Jason Kidd would be a great pickup. I don't know if Dallas would let them go. The fact that they're in a win-now situation, they just blew up their team to try to make everything happen right now. So that'll be interesting. But Giannis, I think, is a good pickup, too. I know KD was in talks. I don't know if I would pursue that. But I like the group they have. You know, there's not a lot of patience in today's world anymore, man. And that's what a lot of championships were built on, is having a team together for a couple of years. That 2013-14 Spurs team, we were together for 4 or 5 years before we won one. Very rarely do you see teams get put together and just win one right away. You know, Golden State had been together for years. There's a bunch of teams. Miami had been together for a couple of years. They lost their first one. It takes some time. You know, Toronto, I was lucky enough to have one in 1 year. In L.A., I was lucky to have one in 1 year. But, you know, most other groups that have won, they had a group together for some – Dallas Mavericks, they had a group together for some years. OKC, they have this young group. They're going to have this young group together for some years. Boston took some time. They had a group together for some years. So I think just be patient. Obviously, you can get Giannis. He's an unbelievable talent and superstar player. So, yeah, you'd have to go for that without trying to give up too much. But I don't know if these are great big asks. I don't know if they'll get them all done. But if they do, I'll give them two claps and an A-plus offseason, because that is a really good offseason if you can make that happen.
Oh, yeah, that would be. Back to the Tom Thibodeau piece, and I heard you that you absolutely didn't like that, and you gave a good reason that unless you got somebody better standing by, then what the hell are you doing? But it feels like Tom Thibodeau, and he coached here with the Bulls, and one of the best coaches the Bulls have had, considering where he took the Bulls to the Eastern Conference Finals. They were
sure.
They were LeBron James away from maybe advancing back into the NBA Finals, but he seems like he is starting, whether it's fair or not, starting to get that reputation of a guy who can get you to a certain point, and then he sort of wears thin or grinds on players. Is that fair, talking about Tom Thibodeau?
I mean, life's not fair, right? There's a lot of things that happen that we have no control over, and it's not fair. But to me, they overachieved. They got to a place they haven't been in 25 years. So it wasn't like he was a first-round exit every year or second-round exit. They got to the Eastern Conference Finals. They beat a good Boston team. They lost to a very good Indiana team, who's not only done this to the Cleveland Cavaliers and Milwaukee Bucks and the New York Knicks, they're doing this to the Oklahoma City Thunder, who's the best team in the league. So it ain't no sleeper team that they lost to. It wasn't a team that they're supposed to beat. Yeah, they shouldn't have won game. They shouldn't have lost game one or up 20. But, you know, things happen sometimes. And a lot of things that happened weren't Tibbs', you know, fault or his lack of adjustments. Maybe some were. But either way, to me, is that I think he was a good fit for them. They did very well this year. They made history, something they haven't done in a long time. And if you don't have something better in hand, why would you let go of what you already have? So it just didn't make sense to me. But, yes, I mean – he did well with the Bulls. He did well in Minnesota. I mean, I think it's different in New York. I said, there's just not much patience going on in today's world. But I said, if you're New York Knicks, if you can get Jason Kidd, or even said, you talk about the Chicago Bulls, Billy Donovan, like those guys are really good coaches and great options. But to me, it's that some of them are maybe a step better. But most of them are lateral moves to me, you know, so...
Billy Donovan, now what, 5 seasons with the Bulls, and we were talking earlier in the show, Danny, about why would a free agent come to Chicago? Why would someone want to come for the Bulls? Knowing today's free agent, today's younger professional athlete, the NBA, what would be attractive to play here in Chicago for? Is a Josh Giddey, a Kobe White? Are those guys that, you know, a free agent out there would say, hey, I'm going to go play for Chicago to go play for Billy Donovan because I want to play alongside those two guys, Amadis Pizzellas, a young player in the league? Or are we kidding ourselves and the Bulls are just going to have to rebuild through the draft?
That's a good question. I think Chicago's a great city, man. And if you find the right superstar, which there's not many out there it's not making it appetizing to go to because you don't have a guy that's drawing like a Victor Wembanyama. Only reason why people want to go to San Antonio, De'Aaron Fox, because of Victor Wembanyama. Only reason why people would want to go to Denver is because of Jokic, you know what I'm saying, or Milwaukee because of a Giannis. You know, you need that type of player. And if you can't get Giannis in free agency or try through a trade, then you have to build through the draft. So ultimately, yes, it looks like you guys are going to have to do that. You guys have a young, good group, young, good core. I like the pieces you have. You have to build on it. So until that time happens to where a superstar is willing to go to Chicago, which it doesn't seem as of right now likely, you have to kind of find one through the draft. And then when that happens, then guess what? Chicago is going to look like a very enticing place for a lot of people that want to go to.
God, we've been kind of leaning and hoping for that for a long time, man.
It's crazy how conveniently lucky some of the other organizations are with lottery picks. I thought you guys would have had another top three pick or so, maybe, or yeah. Been at least, you know, it would have been nice for you, like, for Chicago to have been in one of those top three and get in one of those players that they consider franchise players. So it would have made it more enticing for people to want to come there. So
sounds like you might might think it's a little fixed, maybe a little bit, Danny, a little bit. How convenient these things are. No,
I don't know. You know, I've heard some stories, heard some rumblings here and there.
Okay, I know.
It's called them conveniently lucky. So you know, those groups are conveniently lucky.
Yes, they are. And one more thing before we let you go here, a texter here. And I'm not sure if I'm familiar with this, so I'm taking a risk here, but I'm going to ask the question. Please ask Danny if the commercial of him shooting into a kid's drink cup is real.
100% real. You didn't know?
Nothing but net.
Splash.
From 100 feet away. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's me sitting. I'm standing across, like, damn near the register, and the kid's, like, in the back of the restaurant table. And he's making jokes, talking trash, basically heckling me from afar. So
okay.
I think I take my trash straw and I shoot it from across the restaurant and it lands in his cup. Of course it's real.
How many shots? Honestly, how many shots did it take to land in the cup?
He said it's real, Lou.
I think I did make it one time within, it was in like the first five shots I made it.
Wow.
And then it bounced out.
That's awesome.
But obviously it's clipped up. So like they have to view it from where I shot at, the view of the what's name going in and landing, and you know, so yeah, it's clipped up. But I think I made one or came very close where it bounced down and bounced out type of thing. It was far away.
Yeah, come on, Mark. Us TV guys knew that there was some editing involved there.
Okay. I do stand corrected. If nothing else, we got to the bottom of that, Danny Green. Great stuff on the NBA and the finals and the Bulls and Giannis and the Knicks and everything and you know, the lottery being fixed and all that kind of stuff. Great to talk to you, sir. Thank you so much for joining us on the Score.
Man, appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Danny.
Yep, that is Danny Green. You know, I feel pretty good, Lou. That was a risk that I just picked a random text that
I saw it. I was going to ask too, and I said, you know what, you're new kid on the block. You can't ask this question.
I've not seen the commercial. Have you?
No, I have not.
And I would probably have felt more confident if I'd actually seen it. But that was good stuff. Thank you, Texter. We appreciate you. That was Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Danny Green. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. When Lou Kanellis and me, Mark Grody, return, let's talk about the Chicago Cubs, a pretty cool pitching matchup going down tonight. The Cubs at Detroit, 6:10 here on The Score. We will talk about the Cubs next on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Craig Counsell.
When I'm on sports talk radio, I learn that just keep talking, and that's helpful, right?
Could you expound on that?
No, I think that says it all.
Okay, good.
I'm going to go the anti-talk radio stance here.
Afternoons on the Score.
Steve Stone, having seen both teams now, who's better, the Tigers or the Cubs?
As we get closer to the trade deadline, you got to believe that the Cubs are going to get a pitcher. The Tigers have the one thing that the Cubs don't have at this point. They get a guy at the top of that rotation that nobody hit, that won the Cy Young Award last year, and I'm talking about Tarek Skubal. And this year, he's actually better. I think the road is tougher for the Cubs to get to the promised land than it is for the Tigers.
Tarek Skubal is awesome. Reigning American League Cy Young Award winner at 2-something ERA, looking just as good as Steve Stone said right here on the Score, as good as he did last year in a year in which he was considered the best. Elite, and that's what the Cubs are going up against, and that's exactly what you want. If you are the Cubs, if you are that team, these are the tests that you have to pass for sure. And that doesn't mean you have to ace it, but you have to show that you are up to the task. Cubs at Detroit tonight, 6:10 is when the first pitch will be thrown by Tarek Skubal. Ben Brown going for the Chicago Cubs tonight. And I should mention too that pregame starts tonight 5:35 with Zach Zabeman, the only hometown call here on the Score tonight. I do believe they're doing one of those Apple TV games tonight, so that's where you would watch the game, but it is right here where you will get the home team call. We are the Score. I am Mark Grody. That is Luke Kanellis of Fox 32, who is filling in today.
What? I'm excited to see Tarek Skubal tonight. I'll tell you, you touched on, he's the best pitcher in baseball, won the Cy Young last year. We've heard about just his control is just ungodly out there. I mean, the guy does not walk batters and puts up great strikeout numbers. I mean, he's the best in baseball,
yes,
without question.
Yes.
And he's a lefty. And the two best players at the plate for the Cubs are left-handed hitters, yeah, Pete Crow Armstrong and Kyle Tucker. And there'll be no free passes. So either you make contact and come up with the hit, or the Cubs are going to have a tough time tonight.
And to add to that, Lou, is the fact that Skubal was moved conveniently into that spot from another spot to face the Cubs tonight. And we actually have Nico Horner on this very program, the Spiegel and Holmes Show, talking about that.
This should be a fun one. Little opportunity for a bit of a measuring stick. You looking forward to facing Skubal? He's the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah, it feels like he does have a strong claim to that, doesn't he? That 103 to finish the game the other day, that was pretty amazing. That was one of those moments where, like, kind of look around the clubhouse like, whoa, that was different. Like, you know, obviously we're all aware of each other in the sport, and when people are doing special things, it really stands out. And he's been on quite a roll for the last 2 years or so.
Yeah, I mean, he won the Cy Young and then got better.
Yeah, it's a good trend.
Yeah, it's a good.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. That's a team that's playing really well. We played them towards the end of the year last year when they were really getting hot, and they didn't have the starting pitching depth at that point, but their bullpen was really dialed in, and that ended up carrying them just some success down the stretch. And it would be fun to have a big atmosphere there, and it seems like the fans are really getting behind that team. It's pretty cool.
You know, look, Lou, you and I both know, and that's Nico Horner, that there's nothing better than a genuine player testimonial where he's talking about Skubal and throwing 103, and they're looking around the locker room going, okay, I get it. I love those moments, because I remember back when I was doing pre and post with the Cubs and traveling with the team, I remember the players being on a player's bus every once in a while and them talking about Mike Trout and being like, good God, like a bunch of kids. Like, and these are stars, like on the Cubs. There's Anthony, I remember Anthony Rizzo. Like, oh, good God, you guys see what Trout did? This guy is for real. So it's fun when you hear those testimonials, and that's what that was from Nico Horner about Tarek Skubal.
The ultimate show of respect, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Skubal deserves it. And really, the Detroit Tigers deserve it, and their manager, A.J. Hinch. And listen, if he held him back and didn't want him to pitch against the White Sox because they felt that that was an easier win, which proved to be not, didn't happen, all right.
Yeah.
And they want him to pitch against the Cubs. Arguably, you've got the two best teams in baseball, Cubs in the National League and the Tigers in the American League. And I'll tell you what, Skubal, as good as he's been, Mark, he's been even better at home. Comerica Park, impossible ticket to get for tonight's game, sold out, standing room only. Detroit is buzzing about its Tigers. And Skubal at home, in six starts at home, is 4-0 with a 1.83 earned run average, 57 strikeouts in 40 innings. I mean, those numbers are scary if you're the Cubs going to the plate. And speaking of the Cubs going to the plate, starting lineup is out. Ian Happ lead off. Kyle Tucker bat second. Seiya Suzuki third. Carson Kelly cleanup. PCA number five in the lineup. Swanson, Horner, Justin Turner starting in place of Michael Bush Matt Shaw.
Okay.
You have a problem with Turner out there instead of Bush, who's been swinging a hot stick?
I mean, I understand what Craig Counsell is doing. Yeah, I'm okay with it. The reason
you're torn, aren't you?
Well, the reason I'm hesitating is because I think I had, like, back from in the Joe Maddon days, you remember Albert Elmora? And everybody wanted, like, why isn't Albert Elmora playing every single day? And I kept trying to caution people and saying, this is one of those cases where everybody's pissed off at Joe Maddon because he's not using him more, because if he used him more, he would get exposed, which eventually Albert Elmora Jr. did. He got exposed in those spots. So I'm not saying that there's some exposing that's going to happen or to happen with Michael Bush. It's not an exact parallel, but I trust managers, especially good ones, when they think that this might not be, that this is not the best position for us to succeed. The best position for us to succeed tonight is to have Michael Turner playing against this pitcher.
By the way, not only the best pitcher in baseball, but another lefty. So
And
I think it's about time because of what Council's done with this team so far this season, specifically in my opinion, the pitching staff, even though they've lost Justin Steele and Shota Imanaga, trust your manager.
I mean,
he knows what's best. And you know what? In September, maybe a Michael Bush is in the starting lineup against a Tarek Skubal, against the game's best left-hander, but not at the beginning of June.
Yeah. Well, that's why I hiccup, because it has reached the point where I kept a skeptical eye on Craig Counsell last year. I didn't like everything he did. I didn't like every part of the way he managed, and I thought that there should have been more success on the overall, and I understand that there were reasons player-wise, like not really having a closer that was worth anything at the beginning of last season, but I think you may have just proved to me that I'm at that point where I am trusting the manager. I hiccuped a little bit when you asked about the lineup and should Bush be in there, but at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, this is a, when he has good players, this is a manager worth trusting. And yeah, even PCA, who we've seen bounce all over, you had him fifth, right? I think last night, I think he had batted fourth. It's a two-run blast to dead center that we talked about in transition. So yeah, I think that I'm realizing that I'm at the point just now of trusting this manager, Craig Counsell.
I think the bigger question going into a game like tonight is, let's look at the other side, and Ben Brown gets a start.
Yeah.
He's coming off arguably his best start of the season, but he also had an opener
Drew
in his
Pomeranz.
Last start. Yes,
yeah.
And by the way, Drew Pomeranz, who just continues to shock the baseball world.
He was the opener last
16
night.
16 scoreless innings so far with the Cubs.
Yes.
The opener last night leading to that 7-1 win, and you're starting Brown tonight against a pretty solid Detroit lineup with a red-hot Javi Baez as well.
Yeah.
A team atop, all right, the American League. And will Brown come through? I mean, this is a real huge opportunity for Brown because Imanaga threw yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, threw 30, 40 pitches. So I hope he's back in 2 weeks. And when Shota comes back, then what do you do with your starting pitching staff?
Yeah, well, that's the proverbial good problem. I can't wait for that to happen because it is needed. And look, I mean, if we're talking about pitching, what Colin Ray did last night was important. It keeps being, it went from like with these guys like Boyd and Colin Ray and even Ben Brown, maybe to a lesser degree, where it felt novel that they were pitching so well early in the season when you were fully healthy, when Steele and Imanaga were pitching. It was like, oh, this is nice. You're actually getting something out of these guys. You didn't necessarily expect. You're getting a lot out of them. Now when I watch them pitch, I'm like, you have to do that.
Well, there's an expectation.
It's no longer a novelty. Colin Ray, like, I watched that game closely last night because Colin Ray had in his two previous starts bad starts. Now, they were both against the Reds, and maybe that's just the team that has his number. Like, they were on to Colin Ray, but it was important that he went 5 1/3 and allowed 0 runs in the game last night. It was important that even though the Cubs lost the game Wednesday, that Matthew Boyd, he had a perfect game going into the sixth inning. It's just so important that they continue to get in the meantime, in between time, that the Cubs are getting these really good pitching performances from guys you didn't necessarily at the beginning of the season feel like you were going to have to get that stuff.
And you
from.
Didn't know you'd get some great starts out of Cade Horton, the youngster up from the minor leagues who's been so important. And we can't fail to mention the pitching from the bullpen.
Yeah.
I mean, Brad Keller comes in again last night. They bring in Ryan Presley. Thankfully, it was a 7-0 lead. And I thought, okay, if things go bad, we can, you know, throw the raft out there, rescue these guys before things get really ugly. And
yeah.
Sure enough, after he gave up the one run, we got it together. And now Porter Hodge is getting healthier. So, you know, fewer times that we need to throw Presley out there, the better for my 61-year-old heart.
I understand that, Lou, but quietly, they've been putting him back in high leverage, maybe not in the ninth necessarily, and he's been doing pretty well. So I can't even look you straight in the eye right now because I have that skepticism too about Ryan Presley, and boy, did the Cubs blow it with their closers last year, but I do have a good, and I'll talk like this.
You have a good
I'll
feeling
talk in
about
this
it?
Voice that I have a pretty good feeling that Ryan Presley will eventually end up back in that starter's role. And I've enjoyed
you
Daniel
in
Palencia.
That closer's role.
What did I say? I said starter's role. I meant closer's role. Yeah, I've enjoyed Daniel Palencia on 102 miles per hour. That's been fun to watch. Of course, like, I think Porter Hodge, more like Craig Hodges, Porter Hodge, like, you want him too because, like, that's more sustainable in the future. I think it's going to eventually be the guy that you paid to be your closer. And I know Craig doesn't necessarily like to assign that he'll play mix and match. At least this is what his history says. But yeah, I think he's going to be okay. And if we're doing shout outs in the bullpen too, Caleb Thielbar, man. Like, it just seems like you give that guy the ball and he does really good things. He was terrific the other day, the Tuesday in the Cade Horton game where the Cubs won it 8-3. Nico Horner with that bases loaded single to knock in a couple. There's one other part to this, Lou, and that is the Cubs, you know, we've been talking about Tarek Skubal and going up against these elite pitchers, which is a great exercise for a team that definitely has postseason aspirations. They just went up against Mackenzie Gore of the Nationals, and they were shut out for 7 innings and struck out the Cubs hitters 7 times against Gore. That's not good, so they could use a make good. And I will say this, one of what I thought was the Cubs' best games period this year was against Pittsburgh on May 1st when they hit Paul Skenes really hard. And I think Skenes walked like 4 guys. He was wild against the Cubs, and the Cubs were sort of terrorizing him with the hard hit balls. So that was one off my list, but it'd be to see the Cubs be competitive tonight. They don't have to beat Skubal necessarily, but be competitive and look like you're in the same arena. That's important to me tonight.
And I think they will. I mean, look at this lineup. This lineup consistently, even when, you know, they take it on the chin like they did against Gore 2 nights ago, they come back last night with 15 hits and totally own the Nats out there. We have seen this lineup consistently hit as well as any team in baseball. And what I'm most impressed with, other than the pitching, I have to be honest with you, to me, the Cubs pitching through these 2 injuries has been most impressive. But it's still a great defensive team that has great team speed and knows how to run the bases. And as long as they play good defense, get solid pitching, Ben Brown keeps them in that game, and they take advantage of their team's speed, whether it's on the base paths or in the field, they'll be in it tonight against Schuble.
That's such a great point, too, that they have so many different ways that they're not dependent on one thing. They like to hit their homers, but the Cubs like to steal their bases, and they like to run up singles when necessary as well. They could kind of do it in every way. Lou, there is a gentleman by the name of Aaron Rodgers that you and I have been covering twice a year, usually in Green Bay and at Soldier Field. Those the two years are over, but there is a one a year this year. The Pittsburgh Steelers' new quarterback Aaron Rodgers will be in town in November. Let's talk about that guy next. This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Luke Kanellis of Fox 32 is here. I am Mark Grody on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But I believe there's a team that might play in Chicago this year.
Let's go!
On a road trip. I don't know. Not sure. Gotta check it out.
Are you speaking in code?
I love Chicago, though. Way more than they love me. It's been a great relationship, all one way.
Ain't that the truth? That is none other than Aaron Rodgers, the new quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mark Grody and Luke Kanellis here with you on the Score. Are you happy he's playing?
Oh, Luke? I'm excited, man. I'm glad he's back.
Yeah, because he's
listen,
good.
He's a four-time MVP. Yeah. I want him back at Soldier Field. I want him on our turf November 23rd with this new Bears team and Ben Johnson. And I actually think he's going to have a good year in Pittsburgh.
Really, I don't.
You don't? You think he's done?
Has he had a good year anywhere since leaving Green Bay? At any moment? I mean, he had like the end of last year.
Well, yeah, the Achilles injury when he first opened up with the Jets.
Right, right.
Last year, if you look at the last 10 games, he wasn't all that bad.
No, you're right. He did finish strong, but like he has not gotten anybody anywhere since leaving the Green Bay Packers. So I look at it as... like I really look at this more from the Steelers' perspective of...
who would you rather go to war with, Mason Rudolph or Aaron Rodgers?
No, I mean, I get that. I understand that. it just, this is a bigger indictment on the overall ability of a proud franchise, the Pittsburgh Steelers, their inability to, like I guess so many other teams, fix the quarterback position to the point where this just feels like the nuclear option. It feels desperate from the Pittsburgh, because since Ben Roethlisberger, there has been nobody, and they finally got to the point where they're like, maybe you could even say that in the last couple of years with the Russ Wilson thing, and you know, having at least a standby in Justin Fields, the younger quarterback, and even before that, Mitch Trubisky was tried. But it just, this one just feels like, all right, we'll try this. It's crazy because Aaron Rodgers is the old flaky, don't know if he can retire at any given moment. Something weird could happen in your locker room, all of that stuff. To me, it for anybody who was to sign this guy, it feels desperate.
Mark, that's what happens when you have a great head coach and Mike Tomlin, who's been there, by the way, for 18 seasons now. That's what happens when you're talking about a franchise that's been to the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on this, but I think 10 consecutive years. So going back to the Roethlisberger days, I mean, you know, in football, in sports, it's the most important position in sports. So if you're not good, you're better off being really bad, like the Bears, and ending up with the first pick, or at least a top five pick, all right? Or being really good. What would you rather have? Would you rather have a team that goes to the playoffs 10 consecutive years and has to settle for Aaron Rodgers because you never draft in the top 10 because you're always in the playoffs? Or would you rather be what the Bears were and suffer through the last 3 years that we've just suffered through?
Or
I'd rather be a playoff team.
I hear you.
With a great head coach, with a real good defense,
no
and
doubt.
Have TJ Watt.
There is no doubt. But one little thing about this great organization, they are that. And I'm glad, like, Tomlin probably doesn't get enough praise for the work that he's done and the longevity and being over 500 in all those years, but they haven't been able to figure out the quarterback position. This organization, even the Pittsburgh Steelers, a great organization to the point of how hard it can be to bring that guy in. I'm with you on, I'm interested in Aaron Rodgers. I'm a sucker for it. We're talking about it right now. I can't wait until November 3rd, noon game at Soldier Field, right now anyway, for Aaron Rodgers to come in and, you know, hopefully he'll talk about owning the Bears before the game and it'll be all sorts of fun and all of that. But so I think he is good as a villain and this flaky old guy that exists right now, but I think we're kidding ourselves if we think that Aaron Rodgers is going to lead any team to anything. We can probably get them over 500 because that's the Steelers and what they do. But actually putting a dent in the playoffs, it's not happening with Aaron Rodgers.
I want you to be honest with me. All right?
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready. Bears.
With the Vikings,
Bears.
When the Vikings signed Brett Favre, did you think he was going to play at an MVP level back in 2009? Do you remember?
I would say
he surprised you with the way he played.
I was just going to say, no, I didn't expect him to play at that level with the Minnesota Vikings.
I don't think anyone did. Yeah. Right? We all thought his best days were behind him. And by the way, for everyone that says, oh my God, what were the Steelers waiting for? If you look back in time, Favre didn't sign with the Vikings until August of that season. So he took his sweet old time as well. But I look back at when you're talking about quarterbacks like this, and up in years, 42 years old now for Aaron Rodgers,
is
if I'm 42? Not mistaken.
42?
Pretty sure he's 42. 40 or 42? What do you think, Tanny?
I would have had him younger. Alex? I'm going to go younger on this one.
He's in his 40s. It's either 40 or 42.
Is he really 42?
But when you're talking about players at that age, it really depends on the setting and the coach that you're playing for. And in this situation with Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, I think he's going to be playing for one of the best head coaches in football. Okay, number one. Number two, you got a really good defense, a solid wide receiver in DK Metcalf, and a pretty good offensive line as well.
No more George Pickens there. That would have looked a little, of course.
Yeah, but George Pickens was the type of guy that could have derailed what Rodgers is going to try to accomplish in Pittsburgh.
That's a good point.
Because he
is
all about me.
Yeah. Good luck, Dallas.
42 by the end of the season.
Look at you, Lou. Look at you. That see now that Now I feel even more than ever that he's
going to have an awful
December
year.
December birthday, so stretch run of the season. They're competing for the playoffs. He will be 42.
Not everybody. What's all that racket going on in there? I'm hearing other voices back there. What's going on? You guys having a party back there? Layla's yapping back there.
Layla's pregame before she goes to see Kendrick Lamar over at Soldier Field tonight.
Oh, are you seriously? You're going to see Kendrick? I didn't even know Kendrick was here tonight. Shame.
Hi, I have to study.
Oh, that's right. You're studying. That's right. Layla will be doing a WND Chicago Sky tomorrow.
That's right.
Tomorrow night. But, I mean, what the hell? Give it a try, Steelers. But 42, man. Not everybody is Tom Brady. You know? I mean, most people aren't Tom Brady.
Like, are you pulling for him? I mean, because
I don't know.
Are Bears
that's a great
fans
questions.
In this town pulling for Aaron Rodgers soon-to-be age of 42 to turn it around and put lightning in a bottle for the Steelers and somehow get them into a playoff run? They'll get to the playoffs because they always do under Mike Tomlin. But are they going to go on a run? I heard something where now that he's signed the one-year deal in Pittsburgh, did it today, that he's going to bring along Alan Lazard, who's his partner from the Packer days that followed him to the Jets.
Is Cobb going to come out of retirement?
You think Cobb will come back?
Is he even playing? I don't even know if he's on a roster right now. He might be. But that's such a great question. Am I rooting? No, probably not. I'm probably just rooting for the story and the chaos that comes with Aaron Rodgers, to be honest. And that might not be say good things about me, but I'm not. No, I'm sorry.
I'm rooting for the story. I'm rooting for the chaos. I'm rooting for him to win games and show up on the 23rd and just end it here the Bears way. That's what I want to see.
Have somebody take him out? Is that what you're saying? Where's
Corey? Work here.
Bring me Corey.
Let me call the Teamsters.
Where's Wooten? Bring him. You know, just to repeat history. He's the one that took out Favre. He's got it coming to him on November 23rd. We're taking him out. That's what's going down. When we return, we've got information, Lou and I. We've got some. Both of us came in here hot and heavy with some sources that we have regarding centering on the Chicago White Sox and the new succession plan. So we'll see if our stories match up. This is going to be interesting. We're doing a White Sox sources exercise next here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show with Mark Rohde and Luke Kanellis on the Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.